Susanna in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're up next. Hello, Susanna.
Hello. Hello, Patrick.
Hi there.
We will miss you. I will miss you on this program very much. So
thank you very much, too. Appreciate that.
Listeners who will. My question is, to Trent Horn, how do you counsel a young lady who has been raped by her father or her brother to carry, particularly if she's fertile, the baby to completion? It's so sad because you know the kind of baby it's going to be. So how do you counsel a young lady like that to not abort?
Well, I think there's several things that we can do. And first, I'm going to preface this by saying that I am not a counselor. This is not my area of expertise. But it is something that comes up in personal elements of conversation to say, well, how do we address this issue? And I talk about dealing with the question of abortion in the case of rape in my book, Persuasive Pro-Life, which may have a lot more resources there. So first, I would say just the most important thing is to not blame this person, to not say they could have done something differently, to this wouldn't happen. That's a terrible thing to do, to empathize with them, to say you're so sorry for what happened, and you just want to be a listening ear and to be there for them, and to help them through how they want to respond to this, how they want to go receive medical support, whether they want to pursue criminal charges and through the justice system. Although I will say, though, if this involves a minor, I would say you would have a duty to report this if there's ongoing child abuse and things like that. Obviously, report that to law enforcement if you're dealing with a minor, for example. Second, I would say, though, that we have to be careful not to use language like that kind of baby. All people are precious in the eyes of God, even those who have genetic abnormalities, whether that comes from just natural spontaneous development, such as children who for one reason or another develop Down syndrome or have Down syndrome, or someone who, because their parents are closely related biologically, they may have a genetic variation or congenital defect because of that, that even if we have a defect or we're sick or ill, that does not change our value. And we should value all humans, but especially our own children, even if there is some kind of sickness or disorder that they're dealing with. They need us as parents to help them, not hurt them. And finally, I would just say that someone who has been through this, help them, take them physically to a professional counselor, because what has happened to them will be with them for a long time, for their whole life, and they're going to need that professional help to guide them on the path to healing. But also, I recommend a counselor to Pregnancy Resource Center, or at least a Catholic therapist, so that they're not pushed towards abortion, because abortion is not a solution to a previous act of violence, which is rape that caused a child to come into existence. So, Susanna, is that is that helpful?
Yes, sir, it is. Thank you.
Okay.
Great. I appreciate that, Susanna. Great question.